Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to this episode of Living Healthy, Living Smart with Chris Gibson. I have a very special guest today. It's January, almost to the end of January, and of course, people are kind of falling off the wagon with those resolutions to get fit. This is the time of year where you notice at the gym there's like half the people that were there 2 weeks ago. So we have a fitness and exercise expert, but he's really more than that. Clint Fouque is certified and licensed health trainer, fitness trainer, a health coach, speaker, and an author. He's created a new online health and wellness radio show, has a book series, and a series of seminars called Personal Health Care Reform, which is very good. I actually am subscribed to that. His goal is to help everyone improve their health, increase their fitness, and maintain their well-being at a level allowing them freedom of life on their own terms. So it's a very kind of different approach to the whole fitness and exercise regimen. And his legacy is to leave everyone independently healthy. So without further ado, Clint, welcome to my show.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
Why don't you kind of tell us how this all got started for you?
Let's see, how this all got started. I've always been in health and fitness in some respect. I mean, I grew up in the gym, so my dad's always worked out, so he was taking me there when I was born. So this just been a part of my life since forever. My mom, I didn't get Gerber. I didn't get the regular baby food. She was actually taking cooking meals. She'd blend them up, put them in the ice cube trays, freeze them, and that was my baby food. So that's been kind of it for me since birth. So I was the weird kid that liked broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, you were weird. I sure didn't like them when I was a kid.
Yeah, and without the cheese on it. Okay, they didn't have to bribe me with cheese and everything else putting it on there. I'm actually looking at going, I want the Brussels sprouts. So yeah, it's just one of those oddities of life out there. So but no, the way I actually got into it is I was the most injured athlete my eighth grade year of school, because I tried playing football and everything and hated it. I've got more of an art and science background than athletics. So tried playing sports, hated it, got severely injured many, 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 many times, lived in the training room my entire eighth grade season, and stayed in there for the rest of high school because I became a student trainer. So I was the guy taking care of all the athletes. So I'd go in, I'd work out, I could hang with everybody in the gym, but, you know, didn't care about playing, and I wasn't any good at it either. So that's kind of what got me into it. And I was the go-to guy for everything. So if anybody had a question about what to eat, what not to eat, what supplements to take, what did you get better, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, whatever, they're coming to me for all the advice because I'm a research hound, and I knew where to look, and you know, I knew how to get people better at what they were doing. So that's just that's basically what got me into it. And then I got into personal training right out of high school, and it's kind of carried on since then.
So you've been living your mission there for a long time, and like most people that I know that I like to say, an expert that walks their talk or lives their, you know, what they talk about. You've been doing that for a really long time, and you can always tell when someone's done that because they always say that same thing. I did a bunch of research, and you know, they really self-educated them first, and then they went out and of course got the training and the formal training. So it's really interesting how that works. What you know, it is January and people are, as I said, falling off the wagon, the fitness yes. wagon pretty quickly here. What do you think is something someone could do, like maybe a technique or a method where they could keep up with it, you know, fulfill their little resolution? How would you suggest people approach that so they don't fall off the wagon?
Well, funny enough, we'll jump back to January 15th, which is National Resolution Dump Day, because 90% of people will dump their resolutions by January 15th. So if you haven't, you know, congratulations, you beat the odds. So best way to do it, pick one thing. Most people, they do tons of resolutions. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. They pick this one huge goal that they're going to try and do in a week. And so pick one thing, stick with that one thing, master that one thing, write everything down, write down your goals, Get with somebody to set up some realistic goals, because usually the big thing is somebody's like, I'm going to lose 100 pounds in the month. Are you going to chop off a leg? I mean, how are you going to do it? Pick a goal, break it down into smaller things, but make things realistic. Make it to where it's not the whole what can you do, it's what will you do. And then writing things down to keep yourself on course, on track, and write down stuff before you even start so you know where you're at. You know what needs to be fixed, and you see it. Because once you write down what you've had to eat for a week and you look at it, and you think, man, that was me. It's a odd realization, and it starts mentally changing you right then. Because you're like, okay, I don't want to be that person anymore. So you do that, you keep on journaling. Journaling is a huge part of it. Whether you do it on your phone or you do it on your computer or you do it on your tablet or you write it down, it's actually much more effective if you write it down, because that's you actively writing it down. And you see it in your handwriting. There's a whole different psychological aspect to that as well. It's a lot more personal than just typing into a computer. But doing that will help. I do want to jump back to the first question real quick, which most people that get into things, they do it to fix a solve a problem that they're having themselves. So even though I was raised healthy, I was very sick when I was a kid. Always had major allergy issues. I was the 90-pound weakling, all that stuff. Okay. So it was, for me, it was partly trying to combat that, trying to build up, because I got bullied when I was a kid. So it was trying to break past those barriers, just trying to figure out why I was always sick with allergies. When I was 21, I found out that my growth hormone levels were like nil. I was putting out nothing. My testosterone levels were nothing. And I was working out. I was working like a beast and wondering why things weren't really happening like they should have. And I figured out why. And so, it's been a whole thing of self-discovery and figuring out all these issues that I've had. And now that I figure out how to take care of those, I can impart that to other people. And so it's one of those, I get the whole, man, you look great. Why do you do all this? I'm like, because if I didn't, I'd fall apart tomorrow. It's the exercise and the diet and everything else that I'm doing, the lifestyle that keeps me held together. If I didn't, everything would be trashed in my life at this point.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's sort of, when you put it that way, it's a different kind of perspective when you have to for your health. I mean, really, in working with people on the things that I do, it really is like that for everyone. Even with you, it is that you're having to do it because of certain situations and your physiology. But what I tell people is that everybody really needs to be doing it for their physiology. I mean, fitness and exercise and a good diet needs to be a priority. And it's so weird that it's not to me. But I mean, I get it. There was a time in my life when it wasn't a priority. But if you don't do those things, then you're not going to, maximize your physical wellness. You're not going to feel as good as you would. Your body's not going to function as well as it would. And so I work really hard with people in their mindset to try to get them to be, to kind of change that to be a priority, to at least carve out some time. This is important as brushing your teeth. It should be by rote, just like that. It's actually, in some cases, it's probably more important.
At some point it is.
So I hear what you're saying. I think that's really, really good advice. You've got your own radio show and so healthcare reform. Why don't you tell us a little about your radio show and how you came up with that name and kind of what the mission of your radio show
the,
is?
Yeah, the radio show was the radio show actually started off as the book, and the book started off as a series of seminars. Okay, so I went in reverse in doing all this stuff. So I was helping run a company. The company went under. And lost everything. So this is kind of a reinvention of myself and what I'm doing, and trying to do something bigger for everybody out there, which is what I was trying to do with the company I was with originally. And so anybody that knows me knows I'm not big on the ACA, Obamacare. I'm not a big fan of that thing. And so the seminars I wrote as a piece of protest against it. Basically, you go out there and tell people, look, this is health. This is what health is about. Mm-hmm. I get into the bill a little bit, but I got into it a lot more back then because, you know, it was a protest thing. So I started doing that. I'm like, you know what, this is a whole negative angle.
Right.
I got to get past the anger and everything else I'm going through. So let's take this positive. How about we reformat this and take it to a point of, you know, in my bio, I talk about living independently healthy. So let's get people to where they can live independently healthy.
Right.
Let's get them to where they figure out what's going to be best for them, what kind of exercise routine they want to do, what kind of movement they want to do every day, what kind of foods are going to sustain them the best, so they're not into a canned diet, because I don't like canned programs because they don't really fit everybody. They might be helpful for a short period of time, and then after that, they're not. And so it's the whole, you've got a different background, you've got
right.
different genetic needs, you've got different physiological needs, you've got different emotional needs, you've got all these things to consider. So how about we take that, you start learning about yourself, you build yourself to the person you want to be, that you need to be, and you figure out how to take care of yourself. That way you're not relying on somebody else to do it for you. It pulls you out of the system. You don't have to rely on doctors or people in D.C. telling you what you need to do for your health. You take care of your health yourself, and then, you know, if you need to go see a doctor, you do that, but you're not living there, as most people do now. So it's basically
right.
putting things back into your hands is the main thing. It's not the whole, we're going to get you a six-pack.
Okay,
that's great. We get you a six-pack, and you go drink a six-pack, and you lose both of them.
Right.
Now you're severely depressed, and you have a keg. So, you know, it's more of a taking care of yourself holistically in every aspect, and the health is just the eating and the exercise is just a piece of that. So, yeah. What was the original question? So, the radio show. Okay, so the radio show came out of this. So I did the seminars. Seminars turned into a book. Books got turned into a radio show because somebody saw me one day. They're like, "Hey, I got a radio show. Would you like to come on? We'll interview you." Okay, cool. And then after the third interview, they're like, "So, would you like a show?" I'm like, "Why else do you think I'm here?" So I got built into their show. That lasted for about a year and a half. That show got canceled because the person running it just didn't want to do it anymore. And then I recently got brought back on by another radio station to host my own show. So come on, 30-minute format, quick, it's easy. I've got great experts that I bring on because you're not just listening to me, you're listening to myself, and I'll have somebody on for about 20 minutes.
I've been on your show.
Pretty
I've been on your show. I remember that format. I really like that format too. Because it's very straightforward and you get a lot of information packed into a little bit of time, which is really cool.
Yes. Yeah, and that's why I did it that way, because it's quick, it's simple, you get lots of information. Nobody's trying to sell anything to you, it's just raw info. It's kind of like my Facebook page for the show. It's just raw information. I'm posting tons of studies, tons of articles, tons of anything and everything that deals with health and wellness, and I do a lot more political stuff on there about the ACA, as far as what's going on with it and what people need to know,
right.
other options. In fact, my show coming up is nothing but options outside of the ACA for taking care of health
right.
insurance, because there's a lot out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of people taking back their power and anywhere, no matter whether healthcare is provided for you or not, even before all of that, I watch people give way too much power away to doctors or specialists they just take the advice without asking questions, getting second opinions, or really doing their own research. And I think a part of the healing process, a very important part, is for you to understand the illness that you have and how it affects you individually, because it's different for, like you were saying earlier, it's not one size fits all mm-hmm. fitness. Disease is the same way. And really getting a handle on what the impact is that disease is having on you, and then what your options are, both from a holistic standpoint, an all-natural standpoint, and, of course, a medical standpoint, so that you can make a better decision on what to do and how to heal. So I get that. I have a really good question, I think. as you can probably tell from my voice, I've just come off having a cold over the last week, which was not a lot of fun.
We've been talking about that.
Yeah, it impact, you know, when people have this time of year and you've started your workout routine, a lot of times there's a detoxification that goes on. So it's kind of the same thing. For me, it's cold. I didn't have a detoxification because I've been fairly consistent with my fitness plan for years. So, but how do you approach workouts when you've had a cold? Because obviously it does affect your muscles to a degree. It affects your hydration, especially if you're taking any kind of decongestants or anything to try to offset some of the symptoms. So what advice would you give people in that situation?
Ooh,
as far as their workouts.
Hydrate.
Okay.
That's usually a big issue right now. So wintertime, it gets cold. Okay.
Exactly.
And what do you not want to do when it's cold outside? You don't want to drink stuff, especially cold stuff. So usually most people suffer from major dehydration in the wintertime. That leads into colds and sinus issues because you're not drinking as much as you normally would, especially during the summertime because it's hot, you're sweating, you're taking in copious amounts. So the first thing to fix there is, you know, you got to increase fluid intake, especially before bed and whenever you get up. This way you flush things out of the system. Your body has fluid in it to help out with detoxing and cleansing because that's what it does at night. I'm sure most everybody's seen the thing about the whole lemon water. The whole lemon water thing, whether you're on Pinterest or Facebook or wherever, okay, everybody's throwing out the whole lemon water recipe. Use it. It's good. It works. Mostly because you do get hydrated. It does help alkalize your body. It does clean you out. It helps out with liver function. If liver's not functioning right, you will have allergy issues at times. And let's face it, I mean, it's wintertime. There's all kinds of stuff that's, you've got the different weather patterns. You got cold fronts hitting you. You got warm fronts hitting you, especially if I'm in Dallas. We get the worst of all of
everything.
Dallas is in the top five of the worst places for allergies. Okay. So, anybody that moves here knows you're going to have allergies at some point during the year. Something will get you. So, stay hydrated. The lemon water does help out, especially at night and in the mornings. Green tea, the green tea, lemon and honey, that helps out tremendously. And apples, keep the peel on. Don't take the peel off of it. Have the apple peel. Those all naturally do help out with allergies fairly well. This way you're not having to take Benadryl and everything else. You're not going through the up-down cycle of all that stuff. And for everybody that's working out, if you're taking a pre-workout, there's 10 million pre-workouts on the market. Those are all great for allergies. Because between the caffeine and some of the other stuff that you use in there to get you up, they also work very well as decongestants. They help clear up sinus congestion. They help clear up lungs, stuff like that. So, those are great. There's a product called FRS, had very, very high amounts of quercetin. Quercetin is what you get out of the apple, the apple peel, and also out of onions. It's phenomenal for allergies. By the way, it's not so great for exercise, but it's great for allergies.
allergies can infect your exercise routine. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there's that. But yeah, the big thing is stay hydrated. That's the real biggie that trips most people up this time of year. Once again, it's cold. You just don't want to drink a whole lot.
All right. I know one thing I learned is that you definitely have to warm up this time of year. I mean, I'm living in Florida now.
Yes.
So the weather is not quite as extreme either way. But even here, when it dries out and gets cool, you know, in the 50s, that's still cool. And you can just run in there and jump right into something and pull a muscle or strain something really easy. So I try to make sure that I remind myself that, we need to take that warm-up time before we jump into this and run into problems. So, that's great. You also deal with people and nutrition and diet. And I know we've kind of touched on that and the fact that you liked vegetables starting out. So you kind of had a head start on everybody. We have a lot of people who are trying to lose weight. What do you think is the best dietary method? I know you can't give a specific because, again, it's not one size fit all. But if you had to give a general idea of what type of diet a person should be on, and I know that I know you're like me. I don't like the word diet because it implies you do something for a little bit of time and then you go back to your old ways.
Diet with the T.
Yeah. So let's change that word to lifestyle change. What lifestyle change in the area of diet and nutrition would you recommend people make at a minimum? You know, I know not everybody's going to go out there and completely change their diet overnight, and sometimes that's really not the best thing to do anyway. You need to kind of work yourself into it. But what would you recommend?
Well, I talked about journaling before. Journal mm-hmm. first. Journal things for 2 weeks. Don't change a thing. Don't cheat. Don't start eating better. Okay?
Right.
In fact, the best thing is, if you remember what you had the past week, write that down, because you can't change that one. Okay? So journals, do a two-week journal. Figure out where you're at, what you're eating. Okay? For the diets that are on the market, one of my favorites, I'll throw this one out there, the Zone is actually one of my favorites, because it's not a deprivation diet. It's not a, you're not taking anything away from yourself. You're just changing the portions of everything. It's okay. The whole 40-30-30 diet program, okay? It's based on kind of a Mediterranean diet as well. So you're getting good fats, you're getting good proteins, you're getting carbohydrates. You take that format and then you start figuring out, you know, what is not working for you. So you get the whole gluten intolerance issue, which is actually a real thing. You have that. You got different food right. allergies with different people. But you know, for getting your portion sizes down and having something that's fairly easy to figure out, that's a fairly easy one. Actually, the diet that won number one best easiest to use is the DASH diet. So anybody's got high blood pressure,
very popular.
And sugar and blood sugar issues, you know, check out the DASH diet. Try it out. It's a very simple, easy one. It's basically reducing sugar and sodium in your diet, which are two biggies for a lot of people. Those are two of my favorites because they are easier to do, easier to understand, easier to get into. You're not having to do all the weighing and measuring and the whole – you're going to throw an entire food group out completely. So there's really no deprivation with it, or very little deprivation anyway, and it helps get you into a rhythm of doing things. So those are my thoughts on how to get started on that. But the big thing is doing the journaling. The journaling is huge for the 2 weeks before, and then right. as you're changing things up, journal how you feel after every meal. This way you know how you react to different foods, different food combinations. And if you feel bad after a food combination, don't have that combination again.
right. Kind of makes sense, right?
And then I'm going to do a shameless plug for find yourself a health coach or a personal trainer and have them help you out with this. Preferably a health coach.
Right.
Personal trainers like to do the whole deprivation thing most of the time. Not to slam the industry, but they do. Because they all want to put people up on stage and make them look like fitness models.
right. We're not mentioning any shows or anything yeah. like that here right now.
Yeah, there's the other side of that that we won't get into. There's been some big, nasty, ugly articles lately about a certain TV show. The deprivation and everything. But get with somebody that can help you out with that. And also on the emotional side, food is a very emotionally tied thing. Most people eat a certain way because of emotions. Okay. It's not a hunger thing. Right. It's an emotion thing. And until that gets worked out, I don't care what diet you try, it's going to crash and fail every time because you haven't figured out your emotional ties to different foods.
Right. I see that yeah. all the time. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I mean, even when you make changes, and you've had to do it, and I had to do it back in the day, I can remember how difficult that was to do on my own. And it wasn't until that the results of it were kind of very evident that my emotionality towards it changed, where I actually, it became a part of my everyday lifestyle, that I crave healthy foods. You know, but even me, if it's a stressful time and I'm in a hurry, sometimes, you know, your brain brings up like crazy stuff that, you know, you shouldn't eat all the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, since the other side of it is you should never tell yourself completely no, unless it's something you're a food allergy. You know, you don't want to eat that. But I believe in, you know, if I want the ice cream, I may buy it and I may have 2 or 3 tablespoons of it. And that's all I need. it's weird how that works for me now, but I wasn't always that way. It took a long time for my emotional self to catch up, but I like the way I look in the mirror. I like the way I feel, and if I'm doing things that don't support that, my emotions now are, you know, bring that forward really quickly. Like, you know, you need to, like, you know, look at what you're doing here. So it takes some time to build those new habits. And I think everybody wants results so fast. I mean, we're a pill-driven society. They're still trying to come up with a pill you can take, and the fat will just melt away, and you will just be youthful, and your muscles will pop out. You know, it's not going to happen. But people will buy that stuff when it comes on. You know how I am about that whole thing with the supplements and I always tell the story. I won't name the product, but there was a very, very popular fat burning product on the market, still there, and they took ephedra out of it, but it's still out there. So they took all the stimulants out of it. All it is an herbal combination that, you know, gives you some caffeine, some cayenne pepper, which is typical of those products, to try to boost your metabolism. And the guy that was pitching it, the commercials, the guy that owned the company, that sold these pills, was way overweight, even in the commercial. Now, I'm like, how do they sell millions of bottles of this when you've got the owner who clearly either doesn't take it or it doesn't work, pitching it? I mean, you saw him in the commercial pitching it. I thought that was amazing. I still, when I think about that, I'm like, why would you buy something? You know, if you know, I do a lot with skincare. Okay, so I help people, you know, that's what I'm kind of known for, is the skincare side of things and acne and all of that stuff. Would you buy my book? Would you listen to my advice if my skin was broken out all the time? Probably not. But, you know, people, it's really easy to get caught up in the advertising because they do some sensational things. They put fitness models, just like you said. They'll say, take a product. And you'll get these results. And in the tiniest little print on the screen or on the advertising material, it'll say results not typical. And what they don't tell you is that person's working with a personal trainer. That person's working either with some sort of diet in addition to the product. That, you know, the product is, again, it's an emotional thing. What the product is really doing is, it's like the placebo effect. It's giving you the idea that it's helping you lose weight. Now, this isn't nutritional products I'm talking about. I'm talking about weight loss. Quick weight loss products is what I'm talking about. So I just find that stuff, I find it fascinating that they even make any money. But because we're so pill-driven these days, that's why
they're selling, not to slam anything here, but they're selling hope and change, and people will buy that any day of the week.
Exactly. Especially if they don't have to do any work to get it.
Take this pill, everything's going to work for you.
Why not?
Magically.
I'll spend the 55 anyway. Yeah, exactly. All right. I know that you have a book. I know we've talked about the radio show. I know that you have a nutritional product line that you sponsor and promote. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those things before we wrap up the show? And I also want to mention here, before you do that, that Clint's also an expert. He has a channel on our Living Healthy Living Smart Club, which is livinghealthylivingsmartclub.com. You have a channel there, so people can obviously go there and read about you and learn about you, and also find the links to what you're going to talk about here in a second. But I just wanted to point that out, that I think it's great that you made yourself visible and, you know, there to give people great advice and content. So they can learn from it and then make the decisions that they need to make to be healthy. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the book, and you tell us, we've talked about the radio show, tell us about the product line that you sponsor and support, that's nutritional, and we'll take it from
there. All
right,
let's start with the book. So the book, Personal Healthcare Reform. Okay, so I've got the book and the show, same name. The book is, think of it like a blueprint, okay? If you're going to build a house, you need a blueprint, okay? You need to know what kind of materials you're going to use, all these other things. So I grew up doing construction for several years, so that's the basis behind this. So if you're going to construct something, you got to start with the base and then build outwards from there. So the book is set up for that. We start off with the mental and emotional side of things. We don't get into food or exercise until chapter 5. Okay, so it's a very deep, intrinsic book. It's a small book. Okay, it's an ebook and workbook put together. It's a work through it book because there's a lot of stuff to work through. So I tell people that chapter 1 could take you 3 weeks to 6 months to get to the first chapter because you're digging deep into some major stuff. You go through that. You go through the book, and it's a repeatable thing. So it's something that people can do every year to keep themselves on track, make new goals, assess things, because your body changes through yearly and especially every decade, it really changes. So this way it helps you keep track of that. It gives you a blueprint to work from. And so that's why I wrote it. This way you create your own program. It's not a canned thing. It's not a, you're going to eat this and this and this these days of the week. These are your exercises these days of the week. No, it's, let's figure out what makes you tick first, and then we'll help you go out and do what you want to do with your life and stay healthy while you do it so you can go do it. Because, you know, it's no fun living life in a bed. I could rephrase that a little bit because actually living part of your life in bed is kind of fun. So, depending on what you're doing in there. So, there's the book and the radio show, same thing. As far as the products, you know, some of that's going to be on Living Healthy, Living Smart Club. Of course, I'm doing videos on there as well. So people, you get to watch me do stupid human tricks, and hopefully you follow along and do them with me. So we've got a whole exercise series that we're going to have on there, 5 minutes of mind and muscle. So you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to watch me do stuff, and hopefully you carry on and do it yourself. This way you can go to the gym and do stuff and look like an expert and laugh at everybody else that's doing the stupid human tricks, because they will. And mostly because the trainers will have them do the stupid human tricks because we're placing side bets on the side to see if somebody's going to do something that we tell them to do. We have to have fun with our job. Right. And of course. So we have that. The nutritional supplements with a company called ID Life. I helped run a nutritional supplement company for 3 years. So I did production, I did formulation, I did marketing, I did all that stuff. So I'm an industry insider. And this is the company that I'm now promoting because they've got a service that just is unbeatable. They do customized, individualized nutritional programs for people. So, especially if you're taking medications, this is a must-have for anybody taking medications because medications don't play well with other medications. They really don't play well with other nutrients all the time. So this way, you know whatever you're getting is going to work well with whatever medications you're on, because this was actually made originally to go into doctor's offices for that purpose. So it's all custom compounding. It's awesome stuff. So awesome. And pharmaceutical grade, which is almost impossible to find on the market. So I've got that. I've got another company coming on that I'm working with. They do 100% toxic-free products. There are no toxins in them whatsoever. You'll see more of that on there. And, of course, I know you and I are going to talk about it as well. And this is for all your personal care products and your home cleaning products. That way, there's no toxic residues anywhere. You can take this stuff and drink it. You can clean your bathroom with it and you can drink it, okay? That's how safe it is. I don't suggest drinking it because it doesn't taste that great. just word of warning.
The idea of drinking a bathroom cleaner.
So there's that. Weird. And for anything else, you can go to ClintFuqua.com or ClintFuqua.com, go to the products page, and you'll see everybody that I'm doing stuff with. So I've got telemedicine on there. I've got a clothing company called Kinesi, which is just awesome. We're going to do some major launches with that company here in the U.S. This year. Everything that you see from me is what's next. This is all the stuff that's going to be huge in about 5 years. If you hop on board now, you'll be the guy that says, see, I told you 5 years ago, this is what everybody's going to be doing. Because that's what I've always done in the industry. I'm always about 5 years ahead of the curve.
Well, that's a good place to be. See what's coming down the road. Well, listen, really appreciate having you on the show today. I want to, again, tell people that they can find you on livinghealthylivingsmartclub.com and your website, clintfuqua.com. And if you check out the show notes, all of that information will be in them. And also, they can find content there from you that can get them started and get them moving in the right direction. So with that, I would like to thank everyone for you know, listening and downloading the podcast. Please share the information about the podcast out there. Let people know that we're here and that we're bringing you uncensored information, straightforward information to help you live a healthy and wonderful life. And as I always say, the point of all this is to live your life in health and with passion.